and welcome back to Fantasy Nuts UK. This is the What's Next series, and tonight is What's Next for the LA Rams. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see I'm joined by Sam Andrews again, who is donning the Rams hat. Sam, what's going on, mate?
Yeah, all good. Just, still waiting for that season to start. I really want to. But, yeah, I'm spending a lot of my time now keeping a very close eye on the Rams and what they're doing.
Yeah, because 2021 went to glory, obviously, and from a fantasy football point of view, had one of the most formidable partnerships in fantasy football. So let's dive straight into them. Matt Stafford, QB5 on the year, over 20 points per game as well. And then, of course, Cooper Kupp. Both went down injured this year. Do you see them two bouncing back and leading the Rams back to a bit of glory next year?
I do see them both bouncing back. I think, you know, the major issue that we had this year was our O-line. I think we went 15 games or 15 weeks without the same set of O-line players for the whole season. I mean, we only had 3 weeks where we had the same O-line, which, you know, is absolutely, you know, mad. But this year, I think if we can secure that up a bit, I think we may see the old Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp little duo play. I don't think they'll hit, you know, I don't see Matt being QB5 again this year. I think Kupp will still probably be one of the higher wide receivers, but, you know, if we can be in the sort of maybe top 10 QBs, I think that's quite doable, or at least pushing for that sort of top 10, top 12 QB.
Yeah, and I mean, it's early days with like best ball and dynasty startups, and in dynasty he's going to go lower anyway because of his age, but he's at a significant discount at the minute, especially in for season long best ball. Obviously there's a lot of time to go before next season, but you know, he does have that top 12 upside regardless, especially if he's healthy, if the O-line are keeping him clean, and if Cooper Kupp's healthy, then, you know, top 12 is definitely within reach.
Yeah, quite easily. I think he's shown he's more than capable of being able to do it. He just needs to get back on track and get fit, and hopefully that, you know, that spinal injury isn't too bad. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a nice long rehab period for him, and I'm sure he will bounce back. But you mentioned something to me before the show, a little stat, because I just said about keep Stafford clean with the O-line. And go on, tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so I was convinced that 2021 was one of the lower QBs for sacks. Turns out he managed to get 30 in the regular season, which tied him 20th with the likes of Dak Prescott and another, I can't remember who the other one was now, but was Dak Prescott. And it turned out that this year he'd been sacked only one less time, but in half the number of games. And, you know, if you want to look at a reason why a QB is not doing well, or he ends up staying out injured for a while, there's your reason, keeping him clean. And this year, he just couldn't do it.
That's why left tackles are paid some big money, or blindside tackles. You know, if you've got a lefty like Tua, their right tackle is going to be paid big money. And it's for a reason. Like, if you've only got your quarterback for half the season, who's previously won you a Super Bowl, chances are you're not going to do very well. But let's talk a little bit about our O-line. Like you says, it was only the same three times throughout the 18 weeks. And Andrew Whitworth retiring was a massive loss this year, especially. But is there anybody in sort of free agency or the draft you've got your eye on?
Me personally, I mean, looking at sort of the players that we have that are, you know, we're going to lose David Edwards to free agency. I don't know if we'll re-sign him. I wasn't particularly confident on him anyway. I've been saying for a while, I would really like for the Rams to, in the second round, it'll probably still be there, to go and get DeJuan Jones. I think he's a guard. I really rate him. I think he's, you know, he's something like 6'5", 300 pounds, absolute monster. I think his nickname's Big Thanos. So, I mean, that's got to mean something. And I think he would, you know, with him, if he can come in, maybe look at getting, start breaking into the team. If we can get Logan Bruss fit, because, I mean, we were meant to have the Bruss bus join, and he was meant to be a saviour for our rushing game. We can get those two in, maybe. I mean, Bruss could, if he can get him fit and starting, there could be a potential that actually we have two potential, I suppose, rookie and almost rookie in the guard position, which I think will be really good for Stafford and be really good for the rushing game.
I've seen, I know highlight reels aren't what you want to go off all the time, but I did see a bit of a highlight reel, which is obviously always over exaggerated, of Jones, the rookie you're on about, and he's nasty. He's so strong, so quick, and if he's there on, I can't see you going anywhere else in the second round unless you address it in the first, maybe. But kind of reminded me a little bit of Trevor Penning that the Saints drafted in the first round last year.
Yeah.
Just with the amount of aggression he plays with, and obviously that needs to be sort of fine-tuned a little bit. But yeah, it would be an interesting one. It needs to be addressed anyway. Bobby Wagner's been released.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to feel about it. It's quite surprising because I didn't see much of him during the season in terms of he wasn't. I mean, you look at like who we had last year in terms of Von Miller or the year before, who would make those big plays. He'd come around and he'd just absolutely, you know, he'd have a massive impact on the game. And you didn't really see that much from Wagner in terms of the big plays. But it turns out he was actually our most consistent player all year. And I think when they put the stats up, he was our top performing defensive player. And you just think, why have you let him go? I mean, I know it's to save cap space and all of that, but it's a weird one.
It was actually a mutual agreement why he was released. So Rams needed cap space, obviously. He came there last year to win a ring. He thought they could. Aaron Donald was still there, and well, he still will be there, I think, next season. But, you know, joining Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and the guys who won the Super Bowl, he wants to win. So that was his reason for wanting to leave. Whereas the Rams, maybe they're not rebuilding. They've got a lot of good pieces there still, but it was friendly for both sides. And I understand it. You need to bolster the O-line without a doubt, and that could help you do that.
Yeah. I think it might have even been you that mentioned is the fact that there was recent talks that he was there to do a job in terms of mentoring. Mm. Now, if that's true, I mean, Ernest Jones probably needed that. He was very raw enough in his first year. Second year, he wasn't as solid. So maybe, you know, having that year under Wagner's, but Wagner's sort of really helped him. And you never know. Good step up.
I mean, towards the back end of the year, he was putting in, because I play a few IDP leagues, he was putting in some sort of double figure performances, which if you've got IDP flex spots and that's good. But then if that transitions into next season where he slowly increases a little bit more, a few more tackles and things like that, plus he's going to have the opportunity to, because he doesn't have Bobby Wagner there next to him,
yeah,
or in front of him even. So yeah, one to watch out for in your IDP drafts, everybody. If you're in IDP leagues, if you're not, give one a go. They are fun. Yeah. Ernest Jones. But let's move back onto offense anyway. And I was really excited for the arrival of Allen Robinson after Robert Woods was gone. He went to Tennessee, brought in Allen Robinson, and I thought, wow, it was the best quarterback he's ever played with in Matt Stafford. And I thought, as a wide receiver too, that is some player to have. And he was just awful.
he was. I made it very open that I was loading up on him left, right, and center. I was getting him, you know, if he was appearing in the seventh, eighth round, I was snapping him up. Like I was expecting massive things from him, and the Stafford didn't throw to him. It was as simple as that. He just never got. He got barely. I think the most he ever got in a game was six receptions in a game, or six targets in a game.
Six targets, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't expect a wide receiver of his caliber to do anything if you're not going to target him. Personally, I think the reason behind that was the O-line, and I think the fact that O-line wasn't settled, it did shake Stafford. And I think he then just decided, I've got to throw it to Kupp. I've got to get rid of it. Kupp's always there. He knew Kupp. He knew where he was. And that meant that Robinson got forgotten.
He couldn't transition for his reads. He never had time to stand there in the pocket, did he, to potentially find Allen Robinson maybe. And finished as the wide receiver at 84 in PPR. So 8.5 points a game. It's not even startable, is it?
No. I think this year he may be one to watch for that flex position. I mean, that's a bold statement, and I know that after last season, that's probably not what people are going to be thinking, but I may be tempted to look at him. Now, if that O-line gets settled, if they maybe bring in someone like a Jones, he may be one that might have a little bit of a revival season as well, and he could be key. So I'm going to put my neck on the line and say that if he's available in the, I don't know, if he's available maybe the sort of the 12th, 13th, you might want to look at picking him up.
You see, Allen Robinson, by the time we get up into redraft season, which is months and months away, we're talking August, right, when all these brilliant charity leagues are going on, Allen Robinson's going to be a player being drafted when you're just drafting bodies who have decent situations that could turn into something. Me and Matt spoke about it on the New York Giants show, and we says about Isaiah Hodgins. He's being drafted in Dynasty. He's young, but he's being drafted in startups sort of around 17. That's the time where you're just getting anybody who could do something by situation. There's worse options to take than Allen Robinson if you're getting into them high double-figure rounds in your drafts towards the end and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to be one of those that people will be wary about getting him, and I fully understand after last season. But if you take a punt on him, he could be a very good option to have.
I think we've seen his floor, which was last year. Another year with Stafford, even in just meetings and things, if Stafford ain't, you know, working out and stuff, and just another year being with him, chemistry, isn't it? I don't see you moving on from him, because to bring in anyone else, you'd have to cut him or trade him. Nobody's going to want him, really, I don't think, via a trade. But
yeah, I mean, if you look at his cap, it is, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't end up actually saving much money on him even if we cut him. So it doesn't seem like a logical thing to do, really.
Is there anyone else currently rostered or a current free agent maybe that you'd like to see the Rams pick up?
Yeah, I've said it to you a couple of times. I think it's probably one we agree on. I'd love to see us bring in Kareem Hunt. I really would. I know he's there, and you know, it seems like the perfect move. We, you know, Akers didn't have a great year. He didn't have a great year. I mean, there's still going to be question marks potentially around him.
Yeah.
And we haven't got a pick to pick up one of those really potentially top running backs. I mean, obviously you mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs. I think the option will be, if we're going to have to go O-line in the second round, it's going to have to be a free agency on Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, I'd absolutely love it for Kareem Hunt if he landed in LA. Akers, like you just says about question marks there, McVay wasn't happy with him. That's why he wasn't involved at the start. Then it was kind of when he was having his games, it's because he was a healthy body. You never had many at all. And I'm not 100% sold that Akers will be the lead back come week one. And whether it's a vet or Kieran Williams, even because he dealt with his health issues last season, the rookie, who's a good pass catcher as well. But Kareem Hunt for me would be fantastic. Another outlet for Stafford in the passing game. McVay can work his magic on offense with him, definitely. And it'd excel Kareem Hunt's game to the sort of level we've seen when he was in Kansas City and that. And yeah.
I certainly wouldn't be turning my nose up to it if he was given the option to join. I think he would be, whether we kept Akers or not, I think he would be a fantastic option to have.
And potentially a cheap one, which is what you guys need. But that is about it for the what's next for the LA Rams. Sam, thank you for joining me, mate. And just let everybody know where they can find you, what you're up to.
Yeah, again, if you go onto Twitter, onto SamRam47, I'm going to be doing a few of, but not yet, but I'm going to be in the future, going to be running a few variation leagues for a bit of fun, three leagues, just to sort of try out different styles of you know, leagues, whether it be Vampire or Pirate. If you want to ask, just drop me a message and I can get you in one, or if you just want to know what they are, let me know.
Last year, there was a couple of Vampire, a couple of Pirate, Franchise Frenzy Flex. You done a Devi League as well.
Yeah.
Was there a Guillotine League somewhere amongst it?
Yeah. Had
a Roster Reducer, all sorts. There was quite a few, a lot of fun, which is what it's all about, of course. But that is it for this show. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It will be available wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time,